Hear now this translation of the Corinthians passage. It's very clear our love is here to stay, not for a year, but forever and a day. In time, the radio and the telephone and the movies that we know might be passing fancies, and in time they'll go. But oh my dear, our love is here to stay, not for a year, but forever and a day. In time, Rockies may crumble, Gibraltar may tumble, they're only made of clay, but our love is here to stay. Yes, that's a preview of this evening. And if you don't think jazz has theology behind it, you're just not listening carefully enough. The Corinthian church had a problem with their ability to get along. They had problems with their loyalties, too. They were way more interested in who converted them and who their favorite preacher was than they were in what was actually being taught and what they were actually learning. I know that this doesn't happen to any of you. We never have, so-and-so was okay, but, really, the best preacher I ever heard was. Fill in your blank. There's another problem going on in this little text, and that's a problem with time. And about a month after I came here, I preached a sermon where I talked a little bit about as money as an act of imagination, that we have a global delusion that money actually means anything. And some of you all thought that was pretty interesting. I think it's pretty interesting. And one of the reasons I love science fiction, especially Star Trek, is that they've decided to give up that global delusion, and there is no money in the 24th century. And so there's none of the attendant injustices that often come around who's got it and who doesn't. Because we don't have that anymore. We've just given up that delusion. Well, I told you that Sunday that there was another delusion, and that is time. Now, the science row back there might disagree a little bit around this, because this is a bone of contention, because scientists are very busy measuring things and measuring things in time. And so they spend a lot of time trying to figure out how much time it takes to do X, Y, Z, etc. However, how much time one scientist thinks for this is not necessary. We get into all kinds of problems very quickly. And philosophers argue about time as well. They talk about perhaps that time is really more subjective. And I have to admit, I come down on the subjective side around time. I mean, now Avery, I'm not gonna put you on the spot, but I know you're applying to schools. And what is the length of time when you're going to an audition? Ooh. Your life passes before your eyes in about 4 minutes, right? And then the wait for the letters that will either say yes or say no. Many of you, if you have somebody in the hospital, the length of time when they tell you that the surgery will take an hour and a half, it's the longest hour and a half of your life. And yet for your loved one who is unconscious, they don't remember anything. It took no time. They can't believe that, oh, wow, we're back. Time can be fairly subjective. And the ancient Greeks, including Paul, would have known a little bit about this. There's, just as in Greek there are many words for love, there's at least two words for time. There's chronos And you're all familiar with that. Chronometer, the chronicle, these things. This is all sort of time that moves in an orderly way that perhaps there is a general agreement about. And nowadays, we put that in minutes and seconds and 525,600 minutes, right? We can talk about it 24/7. We can talk about 365. It's 52 weeks plus one day. We have many ways to talk about chronos time. But there's also kairos time, K-A-I-R-O-S in English. And kairos time is sort of time beyond our understanding. Kairos time. It's often thought of as sort of holy time or sacred time. In my mind, it's sort of what happens when you meditate. 10 minutes of meditation is like 8 hours of sleep for some of us. That's because we go a little bit into kairos time. We go out of ourselves into a time that's transcendent. Personally, for me, music is a pretty quick way to kairos time, even if it's got a beat. There's some other terminology as I was sort of looking through the interesting ways that we've tried to talk about time. Anybody know how long a jiffy is? Did you know that a jiffy is actually a quite precise thing? I love this. A jiffy. It says length, duration, and size varies. In quantum physics, the amount of time light takes to travel one Fermi, which is 10 to the negative 15 meters, about the size in a vacuum of 3 times 10 to the 24ths. In electronics, a jiffy is the time for one alternating current power cycle, 1/60th or 1/50th of a second. And then it says, also, an informal term for any unspecified short period of time. And they say that time isn't subjective. I love also the length of a moment varies. A medieval unit of 90 seconds. Modern moments, usually shorter. It only takes a moment. So, time, we've sort of made it up. And Paul in this passage, and Talitha did such a good job of sort of illustrating this. You know, we're in bodies, and on body time, well, we get hungry, and then we get sleepy, and then we need to eliminate the hungry part by getting rid of some of the stuff, and then we need to drink a little bit, and then we need to, and all the time, we need love. All the time. We don't always need these other things, these fleshly things, these bodied things. They come, they go, and we need them in varying quantities and varying forms over our lifetime. We start indeed with mother's milk, and we end up at the end with the baby food that was our second thing to eat, and eventually not anything at all. So we need different things to feed our bodies, but our souls and our spirits need love. And it's very clear that love can stick around better than all those things. So this Corinthian church, you notice that part of why he's writing them is that they're quarreling. They're having a big old hissy fit about something. We don't really know, because Paul is just telling them what to do about it, not recounting for us what the problem was. We guess. When you read Paul backwards, sometimes you can figure out what the problem was. We know there was a group of uppity women who were talking too much, and hence the women should be quiet. And we know that there were some temple prostitutes, which led to a lot of really interesting things. And given that we don't really have a concept of temple prostitutes, we get a little confused by Paul on this particular point. And they've got quarreling, and they're not getting along. And they've got these divided loyalties over time. Paul was the founder of the community, and in a lot of ways, those of you, if you were to raise your hand, or who are the Duke people? Who are the Duke people? Now, if you're visitors, I'm telling you, he was a pastor here for a very long time and has been gone for 17 years. But the Duke people are still here. Who are the Karen people? Oh, see, there you go. And of a few of you might even claim Beth or me, even though we're, oh, well, thank you. Thank you, Carolyn. I know you claimed Beth, not me, but oh, thank you. You're mine, aren't you? But the truth is, what we find out from Paul is that even though we may have a favorite, or we may have a favorite because that's the one who was here when we came, we keep going on. And as mature people, we make room for new loves and new leaders and new ideas and new chapters of history. And so even though you can still raise your hand and say Duke or Karen or Beth or me, or maybe somebody even before that that I can't think of, although really Duke is probably as far back as most of us go, now you're gonna be Ben's. We got about a month, and you're gonna be Ben's. And so, don't be quarrelsome about it. Take Paul's advice. Get to know him. Get to love him. Let him love you. And then worry about things like time and what should we do. And you got plenty of time. If you do the loving right, the rest of it will all fall into place. So I hope you're all coming tonight. It's about 75% love songs. If I don't sing your favorite, I'm already apologizing in advance. But we will sing a lot of love songs. We're going to sing a lot of Americana. The guys are going to probably do bad puns. It's going to be great. Shelley was in charge of the food, so my Lord, at 5:30, you know you want to be here. I think there might even have been a lemon bar throwdown somewhere in this. Anyway, I don't know. It's going to be great. So come tonight, 5:30, concert at 7. And in the meantime, it's very clear our love is here to stay. No matter what will ever come your way. In time, the automobile and the cell phone and the internets that we know may be passing fancies. And in time they'll go. But oh my dear, our love is here to stay. Amen.